All right, it's 10:03. We're calling to order the NWQ Public Infrastructure District meeting on January 28th. We have four of our five board members here, so we have our quorum. Joseph Hunt is absent. His absence has been excused. Hopefully, everybody can see the agenda on your screen. We've got a couple of preliminary action items to cover. First is approval of the agenda. And if you want to look it over, and then whoever wants to can make a motion to approve or suggest any changes.
I'll make a motion to approve the agenda.
Paul, thank you. Is there a second?
I'll second.
Thanks, Rob. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Right. That gets us down to conflicts disclosures. Couple items to touch on here. One, are there any updates to conflicts that you wanted to disclose at this time for the record?
No, I printed
Not
them all.
hearing any.
Hey, can I ask a question about them though? Like the document that is the second one that was, you had the list. Oh, here we go. The conflict of interest form, when it's asking for like ownership or positions in business entities, sources of income, required or investments, all of those things, is just in relation to this property, or is it all of them? Like,
No,
how detailed does this need to be?
just related to this project. Really, what you're trying to
Okay.
do is identify anything that could be a potential conflict with your role in this project, not
Okay.
other projects.
But investments or real estate projects or ownership outside of this, Northwest Quadrant area
Yeah.
don't need to be disclosed.
No, I don't think there's going to be any conflict there.
Okay.
So no new conflicts to update today, but then we did send around those forms that Rob's referring to. If you can get those back to us as soon as possible. I think Betsy, correct me if I'm wrong, but we need to file those by the 31st. Is that right?
That's correct.
So if you guys can get those.
Joe, to be just Joe's will not be done before the 31st because he's
That
traveling.
that's
So,
fine. Maybe we'll just get his resignation letter before then and
yeah, I'll try and get that done before the end of the week.
right. Moving on from conflicts, public comment. I don't see any public on, but if there is anybody, speak up. No public comment. Gets us down to action items. First action item are the November 19th meeting minutes. We've got those here in the packet, so I'll pull them up. If you want to take a minute to look them over, let me know if there are any edits or changes you want made. This is where we did the boundary changes and some annual administrative items. Any comments, edits? I'm not hearing any. I'd entertain a motion to approve as presented.
I'll make the motion to approve it as it's presented.
Thanks, Paul. Is there a second?
I'll second.
Right. All in favor say aye.
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 Great. Gets us down to approval of list of claims from December 10th to January 22nd. Shelby, anything you want to cover here?
Just a quick comment. As you can see, these just represent the bond issue costs that were paid out following closing of the bonds. Subsequent to this, I believe there's been a working capital requisition, and then we're working with Stephanie to get things in order for a cost reimbursement. So those will be on future listings once we get there. So happy to take any questions. Otherwise, we're just looking for a motion to approve the claims listing.
There was an email that was bouncing around about a bill that was not paid at closing. Did that get, I think it was some legal bills. Did that get paid and is that included in this?
Yeah, thanks for asking that. That's not included in this listing. I believe it was the Trying to make sure I'm remembering this correctly. I believe it was the legal invoice to Snow, Jensen, and Reese for the opinion that they issued regarding the Inland Port Authority litigation that was going on. We have received that invoice that's been submitted to UMB, and I believe it was paid this week. So that'll be on the next payment listing at the next meeting.
Okay, thank you. Okay, so we just need a motion to approve this. Is that
We
correct?
do, yeah.
Yeah, I so moved.
Thanks, Rob. Is there a
Second
second?
that.
Thanks, Corey. All in favor say aye.
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 Get us back to the agenda here. Next are the December 31st financials. Shelby, I can drive here, but tell me which page you want to go to.
Okay, let's go to the page 8 of the packet, please, Blair. So, board, these are the unaudited financial statements. Don't anticipate any or many changes to these when we work through the audit. So, total assets for the district at the end of the year, just over 17.3 million. Of that, just under 15 million represents funds available in the capital projects fund. Again, as I noted, Stephanie's working through gathering documentation for the initial cost reimbursement to be paid from those proceeds. Debt service assets, just under 2.3 million. Those are restricted to the bonds. And then about 79,000 in the general fund, consisting of that working capital fund that was funded up bond issuance. Liabilities were about 35,000, consisting of current accounts payable as well as some lingering bond issue costs to be paid in January. And then that brings total fund balances to just under 17.3 million. Next page is the general fund budget to actual comparison. So this is where all the administrative costs will flow through. We do have an agenda item for today to consider a tentative 2025 budget amendment. The costs just exceeded the budget by about 1700, primarily due to some legal fees for the work that the WBA team did in that last, you know, 4 or 5 months of the year. And so just capturing those and getting those caught up, again, just a little bit over. All of those have been or will be paid from the working capital fund, and that's represented by that transfer in of 83,500.
What was the cause of the additional legal work? What, like, we almost doubled our legal budget.
Yeah, I
What?
was changing the PID from 4 units to 1 when AIG wouldn't
Rework it
committee to
out.
lender approval on quad one.
Okay.
Yeah, we went through that withdrawal and everything right at the end before closing. And
Okay.
two pages down is the debt service fund for the district. Only activity here for 2025 is the transfer in from other funds of 2.2 million. That's from the bond proceeds, and that represents the capitalized interest and reserve fund established. And then last page is the capital projects fund. Again, fairly limited activity here. No revenues. The interest income like kicks in starting in January. That's just kind of a function of timing of when things close and when we got the direction letter to UMB for where to invest those funds. Expenditures, 782,000 represents the bond issue costs. And then other financing sources and uses. Here we have the bond issuance proceeds of 18.1 million. And then the transfers to other funds represents those transfers going to the debt service and general fund for the accounts established there. Any questions on this? Okay.
No.
We are just looking for a motion to accept the unaudited financial statements today.
I'll move to accept the unaudited financials.
I'll second that.
All in favor say aye.
All
Right. Gets us down to 4D, which is consider a 2025 audit proposal.
Did we need to call for a vote on that, or did I
Yeah, I
just?
did. Did all in favor say aye.
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 Okay. So board, we requested three proposals. One of the firms that we requested from did not respond to us, so they are not included here. Haney and Company and HBME were the two firms that responded and provided a fee quote. Haney and Company provided a quote of 8,000. That's very consistent with what they have quoted other similar districts, and including kind of new districts for their first year audit. HBME initially quoted 8,500. We went back to both firms and we heard back from HBME that due to the very limited amount of transactions for 2025, they're willing to do a $4,500 fee for this first year, 2025. I communicated to them that it's expected that there'd be, larger transactions or a higher number of transactions in 2026, especially with those cost reimbursements that we anticipate coming through. So they would then bump up to 8,500 for year two, then may do some kind of small cost increases at that point. So your another district that some of you sit on, GLH, they went with HBME. For what that's worth, I think they would be my recommendation in this case, especially since they're willing to do a pretty discounted fee for this first year.
Just a question for you. Is this rebid every year? Or once they're kind of in, they're in? How does that usually work?
Generally, let's say once they're selected, we would continue to just renew and re-engage them year over year. Of course, if there's issues that we run into, or if they just continue to raise their fees by a, kind of large amount, then we may recommend the board to go back for a rebid. But certainly we see districts staying with one auditor for at least a handful of years before rebidding.
Okay. Yeah. But are you looking for a motion to
Sorry,
accept that
one
recommendation?
more question really quickly.
Okay.
So Haney's bid was just for this year. They would be quoting a different price next year.
We usually see them increasing, I would say, between $200 to $300 per year.
Okay.
Their standard is. So I think year two, the two firms would be pretty close in price.
Okay. Okay.
So yeah, today, if you guys feel comfortable selecting one of these two auditors and then authorizing the board chair to execute that agreement.
Okay. I'll make that motion to move forward with HBME and authorize me to execute the agreement.
Is there a second?
One second.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Great. All right, that gets us down to your final item, Shelby, the 2025 tax amendment budget.
Yeah, thanks, Blair. So, board, I talked about this a little bit with the financial statements. Again, we just need to amend the district's general fund budget for those legal costs coming in higher than what we had initially projected. So, we went through that. So, today's motion would be to approve the tentative 2025 amended budget, and then we need to set a public hearing of the same. I think so long as Blair and the board is comfortable, perhaps we leave that a little bit open-ended at this point, since we're working through getting a cost reimbursement together. I think it makes sense to try to knock those out at the same point once that documentation's ready.
Yeah, I'm good with that.
I agree.
Just so I'm clear, we're amending 2025's budget. Have we already adopted 2026's budget? Okay. We're not amending 26's budget at all.
No.
Okay. Okay. Do we have the amended budget?
So, we don't
Are
have an
we adding the 1700 to it? Is that what you're?
Yeah, yep. So, Blair, I think if you go back to page 9 of the packet, so we'd be looking to amend from the 25,500 expenditures up to about 28,000 to account for those additional costs.
Okay, I'll move to approve the increase in expenditures to match this.
Right, and so then direct legal counsel, I guess, to schedule the meeting, and we'll work on coordinating that with when you have the cost certification ready too. So that's in that
That would be
motion.
part of the motion.
Rob, motion, is there a second?
Second.
Thanks, Corey. All in favor say aye.
I.
Shelby, anything else from you?
I know that's it for today.
All right, thanks. Discussion items, number five. Any items not on the agenda we need to discuss?
I just have a question. When we're doing the certification, whatever that re requirement was, I noticed that talk about the bonding for some kind of protection for the treasurer. That piqued my interest because I think I'm listed as the treasurer in this board. Does anybody see that or have any ideas there? If have insurance for the board generally, I don't know.
Yeah, we're oh, Shelby, you wanted to.
Yeah, I was just gonna note. So generally each district will have general liability insurance, and then the Utah Local Governments Trust used to do treasurer's bonds, and that has now moved to a crime policy. The treasurer's bonds would just cover, kind of the treasurer and any activity that they did. The crime policy really covers the full board. For and I don't know, Blair and Betsy, you probably have better language than I'm getting to right now, but that would cover for any kind of fraud or crime related to the money of the district. I do believe that those policies are in place for both the general liability and the crime policy at this point.
Yeah, they
So,
are.
Rob, does that answer your question or?
Yeah, yep, it does. Thank you.
Okay, great.
Blair, did we set a time for the next budget meeting, or will we send that around?
Yeah, that was the direction, was to send it around so we could coordinate with the cost certification that we're working on.
Great.
Any other discussion items? Right.
Hey, just a general question, maybe to
Yeah, go ahead,
Shelby.
Corey.
Oh, sorry. Can you hear me?
Yeah,
Yeah,
we can hear you.
just wondering on the timing for, on the timing for the cost certification. I know Stephanie's been working through that. Are you getting what you need? When do you project we'll have that kind of complete, ready to go?
I don't know if I have a good answer for you right now, Corey. We haven't received documentation yet from Stephanie, but she's been asking some questions, so I know she's working on that. But I'll give her a phone call, if not today, tomorrow, and we'll just kind of talk through where she's at and see what we can do to move that forward sooner than later.
Okay, sounds good. I'll check with her today as well. So thank you.
Okay.
Right. Anything else to talk about? All right. We've got just a reminder here under administrative non-action item. Our next regular meeting's April 22nd. Hopefully, we'll be meeting before then to do the cost certification and then wrap up the final 2025 budget amendment.
Perfect.
Just a reminder, you've done the trainings in the past. There's one of those two trainings is an annual requirement that you have to do each calendar year. So when you get through that this year, please send us a certificate so we can put it in the file. The link's here on the agenda if you need to find it.
Could you do maybe two things? There's I see the links there on the agenda, but there was another document that said we need to get submitted by the 31st, a conflicts document. Could you resend that so this is the top of the just kind of the email so we can make sure to get that turned around to you?
Yeah, happy to do that.
Okay, thank you.
And will you put the link in there as well, but there just so we have that for the other training.
Yeah,
Okay, thank you.
we'll
No.
that. All right, anything else before we
Okay.
adjourn? All
No.
right, I'll entertain a motion
Thanks,
to adjourn.
everyone. I'll make a motion to adjourn.
Wonderful. Is there a second?
I'll second
Second
it.
that.
Right. All in favor, say aye.
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 All right. Thanks, everybody. Appreciate your time this morning.
Thank you. Take care.
Take
Thanks.
care. Bye.
We'll see you. Bye.
Thanks, guys.